All right, Austin Budke is with us from Hutchison. He's a member of the Blue Dragon basketball team. They are ranked, I think the last I saw there, 21st. Austin, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you doing, Wade?
Not too bad. Thanks for your time and joining us. I know you're a busy guy. What time you wake up this morning?
I woke up about 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago. All right. Yeah. So you are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for this interview, correct?
Yeah, I am, definitely.
Absolutely. You could jump right now and dunk the basketball. You could do that in your sleep, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
I dream about all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, me too, as long as you lower the goal. So Austin is with us. Well, first of all, just to give some people, maybe, you know, most people are familiar with you, but maybe some people are not for their listening, maybe on the fringe of our listening area. Tell folks where you went to school in high school and how you got to Hutch.
Well, I played basketball at Beloit High School. I played football, basketball, and track. You know, it was a tough decision what sport I wanted to play out of high school, you know, let alone, you know, where I wanted to go to school. You know, I ultimately picked to play basketball at Hutch because, you know, there's a good program. When I committed there my senior year, they were ranked number one in the country. And so, it's hard not to go there, you know, when the number one school in the country is recruiting you. And they have a good basketball program. It's close to home. And I thought it gave me the best chance to, continue my basketball career, you know, after Hutch. And, hopefully make something out of it.
Well, let's talk about your freshman season. Yeah, you had a solid freshman season. It ended a little bit prematurely. Take us through the ups and downs of your freshman year.
It was, you know, it's a tough transition going from, you know, 3A high school basketball to, you know, high major junior college basketball. You know, my first week on campus, it was, you know, it was different, which I expected. You know, I heard a lot, you know, how the transition's hard. You know, I expected that. You know, it took a while to get in the flow. But once you just get used to the playing style, you know, the playing style is a lot different. You get used to the guys you're playing with. You know, once you have three or four behind the back passes bounce off your face, you know, you kind of realize that, you know, that these guys can throw some crazy passes and always have your hands ready. But once I got accustomed to the playing style, by the time the season got started last year, you know, and came off the bench at the beginning of the year, you know, played my role. You know, my role last year was just kind of a shooter, spot up. We had a lot of guys who could penetrate and get to the lane and, you know, kick it out. And so I played my role, and then we had some injuries towards the middle of the year last year, and I stepped up, started the last, 13 games or something of the season before I got hurt. And then in a home game against Pratt, I tore my PCL, and, it was one of those injuries where, you know, you can put a brace on it and play, but you're not 100%, you know. So I finished up the year last year, you know, unfortunately wobbling around out there in the court with a brace on. But, you know, it was a successful first year. You know, a lot of in-state guys don't make the transition from high school basketball to junior college basketball as well as I think I did. You know, like I said, it took some time, but, it was a successful year, I think so.
So let's update us on that leg and how's it doing? Did you have surgery? I don't think you did. You just have to. It's a kind of a weird injury, isn't it?
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's a really rare injury. The PCL is kind of like the opposite of an ACL almost. And, you know, ACL, I think one of the doctors told me that there's so many more ACL injuries than PCL. He says for like every so many ACL injuries, he only sees one PCL. So, and it's a really, you know, weird injury where the really bad ones can have surgery, but it's a really risky surgery, and sometimes even getting surgery on it can mess it up more than just, you know, playing through it. And so, you know, I went to I think four different doctors to get four different opinions, and I did get about four different opinions from every doctor I went to, and, you know, I finally just decided that I wasn't going to get surgery and just hopefully, you know, play through it and get better. A lot of doctors said it would hopefully get better by a year or so, you know, and that's what I did. And right now it feels great. There was a stretch there during the summer where I was kind of concerned it would never get better because it was always bothering me a little bit. And then I would say honestly right about the end of summer, right when I moved down to Hutch this year. So I think it was about, it was right about 6 months after I heard it, it finally, like, the pain finally started going away. You know, there'll be days where I wake up after games, when we had a hard-fought game, and I'll wake up and it'll be stiffer or something, or, you know, just weird stuff like that if I twist it wrong. But other than that, I haven't had any problems with it since about the beginning of the year, which I feel like I'm really lucky considering the type of injury it was.
Because that's an injury that's not going to completely heal. I mean, if you tore it, you tore it. And so it's just something you're going to have to live with. And then maybe down the line when you're done playing, you can consider trying to get it fixed or just live with it.
Yeah, they told me it's never going to completely heal. You'll always have a torn PCL. But they said with the right therapy and just doing your everyday motions, just, you know, continue doing what you were doing before you hurt it, and your muscles around your knee will, you know, adapt and protect it, and that, which I think it has. You know, for a while I was scared to do, you know, I was scared to lift weights on it. I was scared to jump and everything. And no, a lot of the doctors just said, just, you know, once you get over the mental climb of it and you just get back to doing your normal everyday things, your muscles will, you know, begin to start protecting it. And that's, once I finally, you know, did my first squat, you know, lifting weights and did my first jump on it and everything, I think that's when once I got over the mental hurdle that, you know, it's going to be okay, that's when it started to feel a lot better.
Hutchinson Community College sophomore Austin Butke with us here today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. So the sophomore season, certainly you have a different role, don't you? I mean, you have to do different things for this team because you guys aren't quite as big as you were last year. Tell us about your role this year compared to last.
Last year, like I said, I kind of stepped in to be a shooter because that's something that the team kind of needed last year. There wasn't a lot of knockdown shooters. And this year we have a lot of freshmen that came in who can really shoot the ball. And so, you know, at the beginning of the season during preseason, I was kind of still doing my role, kind of, you know, playing outside, shooting a little bit. And then it kind of hit me about the second game of the year. It's like, you know, we have almost too many shooters. You know, we don't have a lot of size. You know, we have size, but, you know, we don't have a lot of natural inside scorers. We have a couple guys, you know, who are big, but they're more shot blockers. They're not, you know, more of a, you know, get on the block and, you know, get a bucket type of guys. So, you know, I played post in high school, and, you know, it was the second game of the year against Labette. We played Labette at home, and they were a relatively small team. Their tallest guy was like 6'5 or something. And, you know, I had been playing outside, you know, on the perimeter all preseason, you know, all of our scrimmages. And in that game, I kind of just, you know, noticed we had a size advantage. And, you know, I went down low and had a successful game on the block. And, you know, since that game, that's kind of what I've been doing this year is, you know, if we come out, there's a smaller guy in me, you know, get on the block and post up a little bit. And it can be confusing sometimes, especially on defense, you know, because I start the game about the 2 or 3 guard. There'll be some games where I'll be guarding a point guard one possession, and they will make a substitution, and the next possession I'm guarding their center. So it's one of those things where, you know, just kind of whoever's on the floor, if we have, you know, big guys on the court, if we have guards on the court, you know, I'm just kind of there to do whatever, you know, the team needs or whatever we have at that opportunity.
And I know coaches love having a guy that can be multi-dimensional and versatile and can play different spots on the floor. We know, you know, various guys, you know, I'm not comparing to LeBron James, but, you know, LeBron James can play every spot on the floor, basically, and that gives his team a lot of flexibility. Austin Butke's our guest here today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. Now, your team this year, 21-6, big winner over Colby, recently ranked 21st in the country. Is this where you guys thought you would be? Is it a little bit maybe under where you wanted to be? I mean, you mentioned a lot of freshmen came into the program.
Yeah.
You know, what were the expectations for your team this year, and have you guys met those or not?
We only have 3 returning sophomores. Myself, Deshaun Freeman, who was injured from, I think he only played like 13 games last year. And then my roommate, Zach Winter, who was also injured. So we have 3 sophomores who had any experience on the court last year at all, and all 3 of us were hurt at some point in the year. Not all of us played a full season. And so basically we just started over fresh. We have a lot of freshmen. And so, you know, it took a while to, you know, get used to playing with each other. You know, we got people from all over the country, different playing styles. and, you know, the preseason was a little shaky. You know, I honestly didn't know what to expect, you know, because, you know, we lost a lot of guys, but so did a lot of teams that we played, you know, so it's hard to judge, you know, how other teams are going to, you know, adapt and stuff. And so we started the year 1-1. We lost our second game of the year. And then we went on to win the rest of our games the first semester. I think we went into Christmas break 13-1 and ranked like 6th in the country or something, which is pretty good because we played a fairly hard non-conference schedule. We beat some really good teams. You know, last year in the non-conference, I remember my freshman year, we beat some good teams. You know, but I think there was a stretch my freshman year where we played like 5 overtime games in a row. Like we were beating teams by 1 and 2 points, and then this year we were beating really good teams by 20 points, which we didn't do last year. And, you know, so we went in, you know, really good, but we knew our conference was tough. You know, the Jayhawk West is incredibly tough every year, especially this year. There's no, you know, there's no free games. You know, every year it seems like there's one team that's, you know, not as good as everyone else, so you kind of get a free 2-game, you know, 2 wins there. But not this year. Everyone in the conference is really tough, you know. And, you know, we went on a stretch. I think we lost 3 straight. We started up conference 1-3. But it was one of those things where, you know, it wasn't necessarily us playing bad. It was just we played really good teams. We lost to Butler, who was ranked, I think, at the time, like 2nd in the nation. Barton, who's really good this year, and then Dodge City, who's also has a really good team. You know, we've lost to Butler twice. We've lost to Barton twice, and then we lost to Dodge City. You know, but we've had some good wins. You know, we went to Seward and beat a really good Seward team. We beat Cloud County at home on a buzzer beater at the end. So, you know, with a young team who they don't know much about, you know, the Jayhawk West and everything, how tough it can be to only have 5 losses right now. You know, I'd be lying if I said, you know, we wanted more. But at the same time, you know, it could be worse considering we play, you know, in a really tough conference. So, you know, we have 3 games left. Hopefully we can win those 3 and finish out conference 11-5, and for having as many new players as we do and as tough of conference as we play in, finishing out the conference season 11-5 would not be bad at all, you know. So
Austin's averaging 12 points a game, 5.3 rebounds a contest. He's made 9 threes on the season, shooting 74% from the line. And let's talk about your guys' last game here over the weekend. You were on the road, right, at Colby?
Yes,
Colby. So you go all the way out to Colby. And I'm reading the article here from Kyle McCaskey at Hutchison News. And basically says that you saved the day. You had a 3-point play to give your team a lead, 70-69. And then you stepped up and took a charge against their best player. And that was really the biggest play of the game, as you guys then sealed it with a 74-70 win. Just take us through that. I mean, that was pretty exciting for you. You had 18 points in the game, and it must be nice that, you know, yeah, you made contributions last year, but now you're making plays that are changing the outcomes of the game.
Yeah, it was a really exciting game. You know, like I said, there's no gimme games this year in the conference. You know, Colby's usually one of those teams that, you know, isn't as good as everyone else, but this year they have a really good team. You know, they have a lot of size. They have 2 7-footers from Egypt on the low block, and, you know, they were blocking shots all game. And they ran a zone. You know, they had those 2 7-footers that just, you know, packed in the zone, and they kind of forced us to shoot. And it was an up-and-down game, you know. And then the very end, we had one of our freshmen, I think he hit, like, 3 threes in a row. So we went up, you know, we would get up 1, they would get up 1. You know, it seemed like every time we would get up 5 points and it looked like we were breaking away, you know, they would come down and hit a 3. And so we had a freshman who hit a couple 3s, and so their zone just slowly started expanding. They had this zone that was, you know, packed into the lane all game, and then once we started hit some shots, it kind of expanded. And we were down by 1 point with 40 seconds left, and they were in that zone, and, you know, we just kept passing it, and I noticed their bottom guys, their 7-foot Egyptian guys, kind of started spreading out, trying to guard the shooters because we had just hit a couple. And my roommate, Zach Winter, was at the top of the key, and, you know, shot clock was running low, and noticed that those big guys were, you know, spreading out. And I was on the baseline, and there was just a tiny window, and he threw it right there. And, you know, luckily one of those, you know, 7-footers were, you know, out in the wing, and he rotated over a little too late and tried to block my shot. You know, luckily I made the shot, got an and one. It was really exciting, you know, everyone was going crazy, you know, especially on the road. It was fun, you know, because their crowd was quiet and our crowd was going nuts, you know. But there were still 8 seconds left, and they dribbled down the court, and their best player, who had like 30 points, you know, this guy was extremely quick. Like, I can't even explain. He was, you know, he got the ball on the baseline and dribbled down in like 2 seconds. It was ridiculous. You know, went past our entire, and it was just me, him, and the basket. And I noticed he was going, you know, to the bucket because, you know, they were only down two. You know, they didn't need a three or anything. And I was in a situation where I had three options. I could either just let him get a layup and don't foul him, you know, take the tie, we'll go to overtime. Foul him as hard as I can so he doesn't make the shot, so he has to earn two free throws, or just step in and try to get a charge. And probably the worst option of all three was step in and try to get a charge, so I did it anyway.
And that's what you chose to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did it anyway, you know, I stepped in. And he hit me and I fell, you know, I flopped, I gave out the biggest fake yell of my life, like, oh, you know, and I hit the ground and I looked up and I watched the ball go through as soon as I heard the whistle blew, and the ball went through the net. And I just, like, crap, I just gave him an and one. Like, he's about to go to the line to win the game. And I looked at the ref, you know, and he had his hand on the back of his head and was pointing the other way for a charge, and their crowd went nuts, and I just started smiling because I knew I just got the biggest break of the season. You know, but I'm not going to complain. You know, I told the Hutch News the same thing. You know, I thought it was a good call. I felt like I was set, but it's just one of those things, you know, not a lot of refs have the courage, you know, to make that call on the road. You know, but thankfully he did on this particular day.
Yeah. Well, so we know that you can act. That's good. Good to know. You can play ball and you can act. Coach said, Coach X said, at least he didn't flop. Sounds like he might want to talk to you. It sounds like you just said you flopped a little bit. But
it worked.
Yeah. It worked. That's the important thing. It worked for you, and it saved the victory for your team. Okay, so now you're going to be in the area, right? Coming up on Saturday, you guys are going to be, you got a game against Pratt at home tomorrow night and take care of business there. But then you'll be coming up to Concordia to play Cloud County. Last year, I know a lot of people from the area were planning on going up and seeing you play, but unfortunately you got hurt right before that, and hopefully you'll be healthy and ready to go coming up on Saturday. I'm sure it'll be fun to come back up to the area and perform in front of some folks that get to see you.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, they were going to come watch me last year, and it was just a shame that I got hurt, you know, right before the game. And you know, fingers crossed, knocking on wood and everything, but you know, I've stayed relatively healthy, you know, this year so far. Got one game tomorrow against Pratt. You know, once again, you know, Pratt's a really good team. They won the region last year, so you know, take care of business at home on Wednesday, and then you have to go back to Cloud on Saturday. And it should be, you know, Cloud has a really good team. We beat them on a buzzer beater at home this year. It was a back and forth game. You know, they have some really good guards. You know, they have some big guys. You know, going there should be a tough place to play. It should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
What are your future plans? We're talking to Austin Butke with Hutchison. Plays on the team. They're ranked 21st in the country. Austin, what's your future plans? What are you considering your next options after Hutch?
You know, I'm just kind of taking it, you know, one day at a time. I'm going to, you know, wait till after the season and start taking some visits probably. You know, a lot of schools are kind of doing the same thing I'm doing. They're taking care of their season, and once their season's over, they'll start recruiting, you know. Kind of like where I'm at, you know. Coach calls me, you know, I'll hear him out and stuff, but, you know, I told him I don't want to get too serious until this season's over. But I've had some, you know, some schools talk to me. A couple of Division I's called me lately. Drake. Which is in the Missouri Valley, you know, they play Wichita State in Des Moines, Iowa. Their coach came to watch me and really liked me, you know, has been talking to me, sending me some letters and stuff, so that's pretty exciting. You know, it's a good mid-major school who's always, you know, competitive, plays in the Missouri Valley, you know, stay in the Midwest. Probably just take a, you know, see, you know, what the season holds and take a visit there after this season. A couple of games ago, Abilene Christian University, which is Division I in Texas, came to watch me, and their coach said he really, you know, really liked the way I play. And then, you know, some Division IIs, Colorado School of Mines, which is an engineering school in Colorado, which engineering is my major, so you know, that fits really well. They're a really good basketball team too. I think they're ranked like sixth in the nation in Division II. You know, they've only lost like one or two games this year. So their coach has been talking to me mostly all year. I'll probably, you know, take a visit out there too. But, you know, like I said, a lot of schools, they, you know, this is the end of their season as well as it is the end of my season. So, you know, they're probably just going to, you know, hopefully finish out their year and then, you know, start recruiting. So hopefully I can hear from a few more schools. But, you know, I've been blessed to have, you know, the amount of schools, you know, talk to me now, you know. So, yeah, like I said, I'll just, you know, take some visits after the season and see where it goes from there.
Sounds like you have options. It's always good to have more than one option. So that's we wish you the best of luck in that. You certainly, I know, have many reasons to stay in touch with Beloit in regards to this year's basketball team. I talked with you at the Wellness Center over break, and you were talking about how this Beloit team is fun to watch. They get up and down. They can score quickly in their press defense. And they have a pretty big game tonight against Salina Sacred Heart. I know that you guys usually took those games against Sacred Heart pretty seriously when you played, and I believe they are still taking them seriously because two state-ranked teams tonight. I'm guessing you're going to probably be a little bit glued into that one.
Yeah. You know, I have to work tonight. You know, I tutor at the library here in Hutch on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, and, you know, I know my mom already texted me and said, you know, you're going to make this, you know, Salina, and I said, Mom, I have to work, and she just said, so? Like, she was like, let's take her out, Austin. It's like, okay, yeah, you're right. So, you know, I've been, you know, lately I've been kind of trying to pull some strings, you know, maybe find a way to get out of it. But if not, then, yeah, I'll be listening to it. And if I can't listen to her or anything, you know, my mom will have me updates every 2 seconds of who has the ball, who's passing the ball, you know, via text. So, yeah, either way, no matter what happens, I will be in touch and I will know what is happening every second.
Well, here's your shameless plug. You can listen to it tonight right here, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, and we're doing live video streaming as well at NCKSports.com. Hey, man, as always, we appreciate the time and joining us. It's awesome, your success that you've had at the next level. We wish you nothing but the best of luck, and we'll see you up there in Concordia coming up on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, Wade.
That's Austin Budke with the Hutchinson Blue Dragons in Concordia coming up on Saturday, so make sure you can travel up and watch Austin play.